AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The visit by Poland's president to the White House included the flyby of an F-35 jet. Poland is interested in buying more than 30 F-35 Joint Strike Fighter jets from the U.S. Also, President Trump says he's considering moving about 2,000 additional U.S. troops into Poland.
We haven't totally made up a decision, no. We haven't finalized anything, but the facility itself would be world-class.
If it happens, the troops would be transferred from Germany or other parts of Europe. President Trump is asserting executive privilege over documents subpoenaed by Congress related to his administration's decision to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census.
Well, I think that, and I'm not overly involved in that, that's really a legal matter, but I think when you have a census and you're not allowed to talk about whether or not somebody's a citizen or not, that doesn't sound so good to me.
At the Rose Garden, President Trump was asked about the letter he said he received from North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
Someday you'll see what was in that letter. Someday you'll be reading about it, maybe in 100 years from now, maybe in 2 weeks. Who knows? But it was a very nice letter. It was a very warm, very nice letter. I appreciated it.
The president says he's in no rush in nuclear talks with North Korea. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is in Iran to warn an accidental conflict could be sparked as tensions rise between the U.S. and Iran. Prosecutors in the Dominican Republic say witnesses and security camera footage show the attempt to kill former Red Sox star David Ortiz was carried out by two men on a motorcycle and two other groups of people in cars, indicating a new level of sophistication in the attack. Ortiz is recovering at a hospital in Boston. A lawyer for Cuba Gooding Jr. says the actor will turn himself into police later today to face allegations he groped a woman at a New York City night spot. This is AP Radio News. There are some new details in the deadly helicopter crash in Midtown Manhattan.
An official briefed on the investigation has told the Associated Press that the pilot who died in the accident radioed that he was lost and he was trying to get back to the heliport but couldn't find it. That's the clearest evidence yet that the rain and the fog may have played a role in Monday's crash in New York City. The pilot, 58-year-old Tim McCormick, was not authorized to fly in limited visibility, so there are questions about why he took off in the first place. I'm Shelley Adler.
Two senators, Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden and Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar, are asking the FBI to explain what it has done to investigate the suspected hack by Russian intelligence of a Florida-based voting software company before the 2016 election. Robert Mueller's report on Russia interference in the 2016 election describes how Kremlin-backed spies installed malware on the network of an unnamed company. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.